We're now on the eve of the 19th day in the Elul. That means that over half of the month of Elul has already passed. The question arises, have we made proper use of this month, which is the preparatory month to the Yemei Avodim Aleinu, we hope to think. We made proper use of the days and of the nights of this month, from the Shredish until now. The letters that compose this month, Aleph, Lamed, Vov, Lamed, we always understand to mean Ani L'Doydi L'Doydi Li, the words of Shlomo HaMelech in Shir HaShirim, when he sings out to Hashem Yisborach, I give myself to my beloved, to Hashem Yisborach, the Doydi Li, and my beloved Hashem Yisborach in turn gives himself to me. What have been the emotions that we have had in these 19 days of this month? Have we felt something of this sheer ahava of Klal Yisrael to the Kodesh? Have we felt something of Ani L'Doydi, which in turn calls forth the Doydi Li? When there is no Ani L'Doydi, when Hashem Yisborach sees no desire on our part to come close unto Him, He remains from afar. He has no one interested in coming close to Him. What have we done with the days of this month that are no more? Have we used them to the best of our ability to express by our daily living Ani L'Doydi L'Kodesh Shalom? I am yours. I yearn for you. I thirst and hunger for you. Has our learning been that type of learning? Has our Yirat Shamayim, our tefillah, been that type of tefillah? Have we truly stood in awe, in reverence, when we daven in the morning? Did we feel that we stand before Him? When a person has to go to a court case, and he has to stand before the judge, knowing that he can win the case, but also realizing that he can lose. How does he stand in the presence of a human judge? That at the most, what can he do to him? And yet, people, when they have to go to court, and certainly when it has to be a criminal case, they are full of fear and apprehension. Who knows what's going to happen? Do we feel that when we stand and feel it before the Divine Shalom? When we stand in Fila Suki Bezimro, where we express our appreciation of His greatness, do we feel that we're talking about Him, Yisborach? Or is it just language that we're accustomed to, Mitzvah Sanoshim Elobodo, and we say it from the Siddur, without any feeling involved in it? Is the Neshama there, or is it only lip service? And when we ask of Him, Honeinu Mi'itko Deo, do we feel that we're really speaking to one who can give us Deo Bina Bahaske? And we stand and beg of it. Rebbeinu Shel Olam, I need it so badly. Give it to me. Do we really feel that? When we follow up with Slachlo Avinu Tichaton, forgive us, and this is something we say daily. We don't have to wait till Rosh Hashanah for it. We say it daily and three times daily. Forgive us. Because we have sinned. Do we feel what we are saying? Are we conscious of what we are saying? What do we mean when we say, Chaton? We have sinned. We have done that which is against your will. You said not to do certain things, and we have not observed it. We have done those things. Do we feel what we are saying? How many times during the year did we shed a tear when we stood in Tfilah before the Ribbono Shel Olam? How many times did we shudder in fear lest we be punished by the Ribbono Shel Olam? We shudder and we stand in fear lest we receive a punishment from a human being, our Rebbe, who give us a knas. We're afraid of that. What does that compare to an onesh, to a punishment from on high, from the Rebbeinu? Do you feel these things? And then when we go on in Tfilah, we speak about Yerushalayim Yirat Kodesh, Yerushalayim Yirchov El Asmi Toshu. Return with all your Rachmi to your city, to your capital, to Yerushalayim Yirat Kodesh. Do we feel within ourselves the emotion that should overtake us? Yivol Tatev, when are you coming back? Do we feel that? B'sakzeder einenu b'shuv kol etzirin b'rachmi. Do we feel what we're saying? Are we aware of what our mouths are mouthing? Do we know what we're talking about? Now it's Elul. When the whole month signifies this shirah, or this love song between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael, and in the daily lead, have we in the days past of this month begun to feel something of what this month represents? And that is the character of a Bnei Yisrael. We realize that we're preparing for a Yom HaDin. We know we'll stand before judgment. But how do we prepare for it? We're getting lawyers to tell lies. We prepare for it through singing out in Avor to Hashem Yisborach. That's how we prepare for that judgment day. Have we done so? Have we prepared? Have we felt some of the emotions that should overtake a Bnei Yisrael? And I must tell you that Baruch Hashem, ומכין את הזמן, כי זה בכל נחס, כדי אמור, to your baby, and the core nachas, and because you are a core nachas, I speak to you in this manner. Put those tzliches that you are displaying in your learning and in your actions among each other. Put these tzliches to work as a preparatory act. To Yom HaDin, to stand in awe and in reverence before Hashem Yisborach, to begin to feel overwhelmed with the presence of Hashem Yisborach. He isn't somewhere way, way up beyond us. He's with us, standing here. Let's use those wonderful tzliches that are being displayed, this wonderful Elzman, by you, the Bnei Amachine. Let's use it properly for El. Let's feel something of the emotion that should overtake the Ben Yisroel at this time of the year. I am giving myself to my beloved, to Hashem Yisborach. In what manner? Besachnu, begging, chanino, begging from him that he should give us his chen v'chesed. The very belief, and my beloved comes nigh unto me, with the chain of his teichoch, he gives us his measure. He acts with us as a devoted father. And when he gives us his measure, he calls upon us not with anger. He doesn't hit us over the head with a stick. The chain teichoch. That's how the Ribbono Shel Olam approaches us. When, in answer to our approach to him, Besachnu Chanino, where we stand and beg, have pity upon us. Anila Deidi, I'm overwhelmed. I give myself to him. Bezoihar Oire, in the shining light of his presence. I feel it. Then Hashem Yisborach says, V'doidi li, V'shefa yishoi, with that endless, endless, and boundless yesha, help that only he can give. Ani v'doidi, I express my devotion with saved comfort, feeling that I'm protected by his merciful wing, the daily lead, and he in turn approaches me with the strength of the voice Hashem, that fortress of strength that only he can be. And I feel that my approach to Hashem Yisborach is Becheshas Yitzri, through the darkness of my Yitzir Hora, which removes the light of his Yesha from me. Deidi Li, yet nevertheless, he loves me so much that he approaches me with an understanding of my Yetzer, that I want to do his will. He understands that we want to do His will. But se'er shebe'isa me'akri, the sourdough of the Yitzhar Hore, remains a me'akri. It stops the work on our part. That's the chesed Hashem. He understands the weakness and smallness of man. These are some of the emotions that should overwhelm a Ben Yisroel at this time of year. With all our learning, with all the effort that we expend to act properly, there is still so much more to be done. So much more to recognize that we're not doing the job. We don't have to be hit over the head for it, but chen techocho. With that special chen and grace that comes to the techocho of hearing the musar of Hashem Yisborach, my king, you're not dealing with your father as you should. I don't have to hit you over the head. I have to appeal to you and point out to you that you're not acting properly. And every day in Elul, we should be hit by these emotions, by these feelings. They should envelop us. And in that manner, a lot of the things that we do, even in Elul, would automatically disappear. We felt who we are, what we are. Now let me leave you with two thoughts of a great man, Gaon Matzadik. The last parsha was, he said, say on your Kodoa and your Deco, the Reviso Bashidio, Aces of the Shavisa Shidio, the Reviso Bashidio, Aces of Pastoya, the Hoshakoto. If you go forth in battle against your enemy, and you shall capture him and take him into captivity, you shall see among the captives Eishes Yepashtoya, a beautiful woman with a shaftable, and you'll want her for yourself, a parshim Yepashtoya, as being as a mortis. And Chazal tell us that this is Yetzer. You want what you should not have. You should not be have the cheshek to this goyim in your pastoria. But a great Gaon felt another thought in these great words of David. I told him that for you. 70 ways to understand every word. He said, say, who is the greatest enemy of a Jew, of a Ben Yisroel? The Yitzhar Hore. He said, say, when you go forth in battle against this terrible enemy, the Yitzhar Hore, and you will succeed, you shall be so shigeri, you will take him captive. You know what then happens? Once you take the Yitzhar Hore captive, once you become master over him, then you will then see in the captivity Eishes Yepashtoya. Before taking the Yitzhar Hore captive, when you live in the darkness of the Yetzer HaSheskas Yitzri, You don't see the Ephesia whom you possess. What is that Ephesia? Who is that beauty? You show me. In Shalom to Hero, that Hashem's Borach has blessed every one of us with and placed in our body, in our human body, this great Nishomet, this heavenly Nishomet. When will you see this beauty? When you shall go out in battle against your Oyeh, against your Yeter, Shavisa Shidya, you will take him captive. Then you will not live in the darkness of a Yetzer, but your life will be lightened by the beauty of the Neshama Tehero. You will see it in all its beauty, in all its greatness. The pastor of Holy Ishan. Take her unto yourself. Marry this Nishomet. Have no further dealings with the Yetzer Hora, which darkens your life. Marry this beauty of the Nishomet. Let it become part and parcel of yourself. That's last week's sentence. These are the sentences that we read in the month of Elul. This week's sentence is Kishovet. When you shall come into Eretz Yisroel. And Chazal tell us on this passage wonderful things. Omar Rabbi Yudan. Rabbi Yudan said, Kol mi sheshomea v'kol shel Toiro shomea pishmiu. That's in today's sentence. V'hoyo shomea pishmiu. All Nishishonea because of Torah the Olam Azeh, whoever hearkens to the call, to the voice of Torah in this world, Zeiche Lishmea Be'eise Kol, he will be Zeiche to hear that great voice, Shekotu Boi, upon which the Novi says, Kol Sosoin, Kol Simcho, Kol Choson, that voice of happiness which echoes from the marriage of a Ben Yisroel to the Ribbono Shel Olam. This chosen to the great Kalev, that shosei, that simche. When do you hear it? When are you able to hear it? Kol Ashimea, the curse of Torah the Olam Hazeh. He who hears the voice of Torah, the Olam Hazeh. I want you to realize and know this means more than learning. It means more than even learning 24 hours a day, if that were possible. You can learn and learn and learn and never hear the Kol HaTorah. Torah keeps speaking to us. We have to hear Torah's Kol. Then we're Matzliach and Torah. Then we see the light. Why was Reb Tiveya? He didn't just learn Torah, he heard Torah speaking to him. Why was the Gaon, the Vilner Gaon, the Grohl, not merely because he learned Torah day and night, but because he heard the voice of Torah speaking to him. And so all the daily adoyer of all days, their greatness and their greatness came not merely from the fact that they studied Torah continually, that they were engaged continually in the learning of Torah. It came from the fact that they heard Torah speaking to them. That's the Madrega of learning Torah. That's what a Ben Yeshiva has to reach to. To hear that Torah. Therefore, כל מי ששומע בקול של פרד בעולם הזה, everyone who hearkens and hears that voice, that tone, that sound of prayer speaking to him, not merely he learns, he will hear that tone of close assembly preaching call. Because what indeed is Kairo Shalteir? This Kairo, what is it? It's the current Sosan Mikhail Simcha of Olam Haba. That speech from Olam Haba down to us. That's what learned Torah means. On Alehem Moshe in Yisroel. Moshe mentioned these words to sing to Klal Yisroel. Hoi in the Holy Shishamea the Klal Yisroel. Who misreining the shtei olamos, since everyone who hearkens to the voice of Torah, not merely he learns Torah, but he listens and hearkens to Azanko, he bends his ear to hear the voice of Torah. But olam hazeh, the shtei olamos, but olam hazeh, but olam habo. He's misraiming. Here in this world, he rises to the world to come. And that's Ramban, yes, Ramban says it. Olam Habo is not something removed from us, we have to wait for it. The Shemea B'Kol has it here. That's what the Midrash is telling us here. That you see healing, therefore, be careful, overly careful. Lishmaya divrei Torah. Continually to listen, not merely to study, but to listen to the divrei Torah. Ve'ha'asan tol tzitzol. Listen, listen. Put your ear close to listen to that voice. I was just in Eretz Yisroel. I had the chance to be there for about a month. And I was approached by many to say droshes, to say mitzvah shmurism, and so forth and so on. To say shiurim. My answer was to everyone, Vosi lishmoya v'loy lahashmiya. I came to Eretz Yisroel to listen and hearken, not have others listen to me. So they asked me to listen to whom? And I said to them, I can't understand you. Do you mean to tell me that you who live here in Eretz Yisroel, in Tzion Yirkocheinu, in Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh, you don't continually hear what has to be heard? And they said, we don't understand what tells us Rosh Yeshiva means. What has to be heard? What should we be hearing? I told him, you found. Kol Hashem. That's what you should be hearing. In Golus, we find it very difficult to hear that call. The air is polluted. Not merely with the pollution of factories and manufacturing plants, not merely with pollution of the cars on the roads, it's polluted with all the hatoim in the world, with all the tumay in the world. Very difficult in the haze of such pollution to hear Kol Hashem. If one realizes that Reim Hashem Shar Siyay, like Chazal tell us what it means, not necessarily only in Yerushalayim, even in Golus, Shalit Zin Hamitzi Yom Baloko, where Torah is studied in such manner that the student Shemeya Torah Torah, he's hearing the voice of Torah. Here it's difficult.
In the empty soil it's much easier.
The air carries that odor. And those there who can't harden their ears to hear the call have to come to Golis and receive the Musa of Golis to realize that our purpose in life is not to let ourselves be heard, but rather to hear and listen to that which is being said from on high, from the Divine Shalom. How do we learn all this? Deny it. Here's where the Torah tells us that our job, our work, our task, hearken and listen. Don't stop that listening process.
This is what we learn in Tanakh. Ashrei Adam Shomea Li. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ashro Le'odot.
Happy is a person.
Bisho Sheshmu Eiso.
When all is hearing, Li is to be. Man has the power of hearing, and he's continually listening and hearing.
Chas v'shalom, if he can't hear, it's very bad.
But what does he hear? What does he listen to?
The latest Rachmanis.
Televisions, radios, called Sul Vitum Shabela. That's what people listen to. And among them they hear it. Ashrei Adam. Happy is the person. Shekol Shmu Eiso. He. All is listening. All that he hears is totally unto me.
He hears nothing else. Only Kol Hashem. That's what a Bismedrash means. That's what a Yeshiva means.
To train ourselves that these powers that Hashem Yisborach endowed us with should be used totally and completely. Leave the man Shmei Yisborach. That is the matter. Ashrei Adam. They is as Ami Nechi.
There's another portion.
Ashrei Adam, the same portion in the Sefer Yitro. Ashrei Adam Shemei Ali. Lishkei Al Dalsoi Sai. What does that mean? Lishkei means, Poshet Shalit means continually to be at my doors. Lishkei, always to be at my doors. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you wait to daven for tefillah in a Beis HaKnesses, don't stand at the outside opening to the Beis Medrash where you will hear some of the daven, but at any scaling, lichnois delas bichnin in adelas. What you should wish to go in, door within door, door beyond door. Thou see Ainsifkan. Lishka thou see my door is not written in the Poshu. Elo al thou side. Face to yourself. You can stand in the Mishnevish itself, and you're not even standing at the Delos HaKitzet. Douse inside. Give yourself in depth when you yourself
say with your mouth, Baruch Atah Hashem, do you hear what you are saying? Are you aware of what you are saying? Do you give thought, deeper thought, more thought? Do you make of it Demasah Shachin? Or are you not even up to the Demasah Shachin? You're still behind the door. That's Chazal teaches. Who, if not Chazal, could have understood and seen a pasuk in such light? Who could have seen what David HaMelech says, what Yeshaya HaNavi says, what Moshe Rabbeinu says? In its true light, only they, only Chazal, and we are the lucky ones. They say it for us. They say it for us. Do we grasp the opportunity to stand at the Dalsoi side of Hashem Yisroel? Says a great Jew, Agon of Atzadik, Rav Aslan, we have here a remez, Al kol mi sheshoneya b'koyim toiro bo'olom hazeh, anyone who hearkens, not merely studies, but he hearkens to the voice of Torah in this world, in this tzaddikim, he should be aware of the fact that there are great tzaddikim, loyim Torah, who study Torah, and they know more than the poshut pshat. They know the depths of meaning veiled up in these words, Asher koinyon v'inyon merames al eze yichud godoy v'kodesh. There are such tzaddikim in this world who know of these yichud, but the average person does not. Ulezeh lach kol odom. See? The average person does not. He doesn't have that truth. Va'filohoi. Nevertheless, we, the small ones, who have no concept at all of the depth of fear, call me, even we, sorry, lasted by fear, keep shooting, has to be involved in fear, in the portion shot that we learn daily and that we listen to in shiurim. We shall even determine if a person will have a heartbeat, klima, eich yase ayichud. How in the world will the great things that have to be created by every word in Torah, how will they be created? How? Al yodi, can I do that? Shani oisek betoyim. Ani oisek betshotei atoyim. Hanu hugin loyla mazeh. When I am dealing only with simple matters in Torah that have direct relationship to this world and not to the status of Olamis Ogeru, give all. We learn Ruben Chayev Shimon. Ruben, Shimon, the ocean money. That's what we're engaged in studying in our Masechtas. And if it's Pshachim, we're engaged also in studying simple things. Don't have anoe from that which the Torah says is awesome. Don't be chazaklesh, the Torah says it's awesome. The simple things. A human being is the one who does the need. I'm going to build the world to come with this. I'm building Yichudei Hashem. Lokein omer ad yudin anal, therefore ad yudin said, al yipoiliko. Don't lose your courage. The gam kol shishenea teira ba'olam hazeh kahanu kipshutei. Everyone who hears the word of Torah, not only he studies it, but he hears Torah speaks to it in the poshet noifin of studying it in our world. Zeika people reach the stage, Mishmaya Be'eshet Kol, to translate this call that he heard here into that overwhelming call of the Seder of Pentecostal Totality. When the time will come, he will then hear the call in its true sense, how there was created through his simple manner of hearing in this small world of ours, how there was created that Yichud Godel of Osam Mikalo to bring together Hashem, his Borach, and his people. I will get history through his Eisei, big shortly Hakeim. Say, Shikosara Medresh, this is what the Medresh means. Shuni Sroimin Bishnei Ulthomis. You study here, Perek Kolsho, simple words, simple matters that a Jew has to deal with when Pesach comes around. We're accustomed to it, we small people. And yet, when we listen to these words, not only we say them, but when we listen to these words, Kol Shor Shavita Leach Umach, those words are speaking to us. That's the Kol Hashem that is speaking to us. And we have to hearken. We should listen. What is being said to us? We are ready to approach Torah learning in that manner. Our Bishmedesh. Then in due time, every one of us will rise to unknown heights where it will be the coil of Koy Kosom, the Koy Kalo, Koy Sosom, the Koy Sim, Koy Lalev, Koy Lashem. This is what Torah study means. And these words that I've quoted to you outside of the words of the Medrash, I want you to know were said in the previous Seder and in this Seder. They were said by a great Jew. He was a Gaon and a Tzaddik. He was the Chover of the Baal Hafloeh, Zichrono Livracha. He was Kosnitzer Madi, Agreser Sidesher Erebe. You learn maybe from that that Misnagdi are not Misnagdi to Torah any kind, just so it's Torah's ends. There's no machlekes between Chsidim and Misnagdi in what is Torah. Torah means Shemea. This is what Torah study is. And these words that I quoted to you are from the mouth, from the pen of our Grayson Chassidish and Rebbe, the Mitzor of Kosnitzer, who was a Gaon Elul. And by the way, he has a Sefer on the Sefer of Sofim, also called Avedas Yisroel. And the Sefer is Niflet. Neatly, gaily gaily, in Lebanon, in London, in Amphishatay. So I permitted myself, I, the stalwart Misnagdi, permitted myself to quote to you words from a great Hasidish Gaon Mitzadik, because it's truth. And truth is Kabbalah, so Emes. That which is true, whoever says it, sign it. So I want to hope that what we have said here this evening and the brief thoughts that we expressed here this evening, in order to bring to ourselves a realization and a recognition of what is. I hope that this will have struck home, and in the remainder of the Chodesh, receive and start with the Erste Slichus. In the remainder of the Chodesh, we will make use of these emotions, of these thoughts, in order to approach Hashem Yisborach and truly say, with all that we have within us, Ani le-doydi, le-doydi li.